dark. Willie is a five-alarm fire. The rage is inside my heart, and all I want to do is tell her that my love is true. To tell her that my love is true. Willie is a big brass band who fills the air with song. Lily is a destination, and she's where my arms belong. 'Cause whenever she is there with me, I know where I'm supposed to be. I know where I want to be. And I just flip when I kiss her. Pacific Ocean, and I'm standing at her shores. Lily, she is never ending. There's so much left in store. So all I want to do is tell her that my love is true. To tell her that my love is true.
Hello, welcome to WMFO Medford.
91.5.
Yeah, I am Trisha, and I'm
Kayla.
And this is
Black Stripes or White Keys.
Still. So can't we have to think out. About it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're doing good this 2 a.m. morning.
Oh, yeah, I almost didn't make it today, but I did.
Yeah, way to go, Kayla. Woo, slow
it's an
clap.
Accomplishment.
Yeah, so we're going to...
Yeah, the next one is a song by this band called Low, and it's called Sunflower, and it's for you, Danny.
Okay. So, Danny, Kayla's brought this up for you. You should feel special.
Underneath
Okay, that was One Headlight by the Wallflowers, and now we have another request. It is Frank Sinatra by Cake.
Yeah. I thought I was going to talk, but you did.
Well, I was waiting for you to talk, but then you didn't say anything, so I just let you have that. Okay,
you're ready. I'm not.
Live wire right above the street. Every year, 600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org or make a check out to the Trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO Attention Donation P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice. Think of the puppies.
Well, that was a PSA.
Yeah, that took me by surprise a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of just threw a random one on there. But I really think it is very important to save the puppies. I mean, I don't think anyone would
disagree with that. All I heard was puppies die. I look up and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, save the puppies. So,
please do.
We last played for you 1979 by Smashing Pumpkins. And now we're going to go with Is There Someone... Somewhere. Is There Somewhere by Halsey.
Flashing those eyes like highway signs. Light one up and hand it over. Rest your head up on my shoulder. Just wanna feel your lips against my skin. Sheets, bright lights, crooked teeth in the nightlife. You told me this is right where it begins, but your lips hang heavy underneath me, and I promised myself I wouldn't let you complete me. I'm trying to let it show that I don't wanna let this go. Is there somewhere you can meet me? 'Cause I clutched your arms like stairway railings, and you clutched my brain and eased my ailing. You're writing lines about me, romantic poetry. Your girl's got red in her cheeks, 'cause we're something she can't see. And I try to refrain, but you're stuck in my brain, and all I do is cry and complain, because seconds not the same.
I've got to leave here before I go. I pull my shirt on, walk out the-
That was Campus by Vampire Weekend.
You ruined my joke.
What was the joke?
I was gonna say, you know what's funny?
What's funny?
That the song's named Campus, and we're on a campus, and you ruined it!
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Okay, well, that's what we do on Black Stripes or White Keys. We ruin jokes.
Mm-hmm. We're party killers.
Yeah. Anything to talk about before we hit you all with some more music?
No, but next break we're gonna have a conspiracy. So
yes, stay tuned for Conspiracy Crackdown. Here's "Swing Life Away" by Rise Against.
Breaking up, am I still your charm, or am I just bad luck? Are we getting closer, are we just getting more lost? I'll show you mine if you show me yours first. Let's compare scars, I'll tell you whose is worse. Let's unwrite these pages and replace them with our own words. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand. I've been here so long, think that it's time to move. The winter's so cold, summer's over too. Let's pack our bags and settle down where palm trees grow. I've got some friends, some that I hardly know. But we've had some times I wouldn't trade for the world. We chase these days down with talks of the places that we will go. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand. Until you hold my hand. Show you mine if you show me yours first. Let's compare scars, I'll tell you whose is worse. And let's unwrite these pages and replace them with our own words. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand.
and I don't know how to get it back. Worked out just like you want it to. If you see me out, you don't know me. Try to turn your head, try to give me some room. How to figure out just what I'm gonna do. Everyone here for doing just like they do. And it's best if we all keep this quiet instead. And I couldn't tell why everyone here was doing me like they do. But I'm sorry. I don't know how to get it back. So good.
Welcome to WMFO Medford. That was Back to Good by Matchbox 20.
You have a lovely story for us, don't you?
Oh, I forgot about the story. Yeah, well, the story is basically that, okay, back at home in California, I had a car, and the car did not have, what is it you modern hooligans call the aux cord?
Oh, yeah.
The aux, I couldn't just, you know, plug stuff in, so I had a CD player in the car. And I didn't have a lot of CDs. I usually made my own mixes. But two of the actual CDs that, like, you know, CDs.
Like, back in the day when people used to burn CDs of playlists for you?
Yeah, I did that for myself because I'm lonely.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm actually not lonely. I'm in a happily relationship. So anyway,
good to know.
To oversharing at 2:40 a.m. Yeah. So two of the only albums I had were Yourself or Someone Like You and Mad Season by Matchbox 20. So if you ask me the lyrics to any of the songs on either of those albums, I will know all of them. That's the whole story. Yeah.
Cool. Are we doing our conspiracies right now?
I don't know. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Did you guys hear that?
Okay. That was some... That is the creepiest noise I've ever heard.
Technical difficulties in the studio.
Okay, but no one saw this, obviously.
No one saw it, but they heard it.
Yeah, no, but before, the mic just moved randomly.
Yeah, it moved.
It was spooky.
Spooky. Love is kind of crazy with the spooky little... Okay.
It's a song. We're gonna ignore that. Okay. Okay, so conspiracies.
Was I talking really loud, by the way? Because I feel like I don't know how close to be to the mic. Anyway, okay. Yeah, conspiracies.
I don't know. I'm not listening.
What time is it? Are we ready for conspiracy crackdown?
Okay, so I found an article, and it's about conspiracy theories that became true. I swear to God, if you do that one more time. Okay, so the first one is the horror of Project Sunshine. Some of these are morbid, just like warning. Just warning. Okay, so this one is... In the wake of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the U.S. government commenced a major study to measure the effects of nuclear fallout on the human body. And the conspiracy was that the government was stealing dead bodies to do radioactive
radioactive testing.
Okay. And the truth is the government was stealing parts of bodies, of dead bodies.
Whoa. Whoa, that's dark.
Whoa.
That's a spooky conspiracy for a
We're
spooky
keeping it
show.
Spooky tonight.
We're keeping it
the
spooky.
The light went on outside, too. Ugh, it's so spooky.
It's so, yeah, there's lights on.
Okay. All right, next one.
Oh,
I'm
more?
Only going to do a couple, you know? We're not going to get too crazy over
okay,
here.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is bad booze, and the conspiracy was during Prohibition, the government poisoned alcohol to keep people from drinking. And the truth is, manufacturers of industrial alcohol had been mixing their product with dangerous chemicals for years prior to Prohibition.
Whoa.
I know. Maybe that's the conspiracy, because maybe... Is this like the case of the government protecting you or actually not protecting you? Because think about it. If the industry... That's not the government.
That's the industry.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, Prohibition was all about, like, the women's temperance and all that jazz, but...
Jazz.
But I think it'd be funnier if it was because the companies were poisoning us and the government for once. Instead of them poisoning us, it was like, hey,
why didn't
we
the
got
government
you back.
Just, like, maybe I heard wrong, but, like, why didn't the government just say, by the way, everyone's poisoning you?
It's a double conspiracy.
It's a double conspiracy.
Oh, this next one's lame. It just says that, like, President Wilson's wife, Edith, like, actually did a lot of stuff because he was sick. I knew that.
A lot of stuff?
Well, he was sick, right?
Oh, like, so she ran.
So she basically ran the country for a little bit.
So
and I've heard of that.
Is that just a fact then?
I mean,
or is it opinion?
They don't know for sure, but I think it's a fact.
Conjecture.
Like, if I think she did.
Either conjecture. Yes. Wow.
Government mind control. This sounds spicy. Okay.
Spicy. I love using the word spicy.
It's
to
a good
describe
word.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. The CIA was testing LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans in a top secret experiment on behavior modification. Oh yeah, that's the Ultra thing. MK Ultra. You know, Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The program was known as MK Ultra, and it was real.
Ooh.
Okay, I feel like everyone knows that, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry the conspiracy crackdown was a little bit underwhelming today, but I still had fun.
You know, no, we do it differently every time, and that's what I love about Black Stripes.
You never know.
You never know what kind of conspiracy you're going to get, how
many conspiracies. You never know when we're going to get the conspiracy, which was about 5 minutes ago.
Remember that first time we had the show and we had a conspiracy about the dining hall food? I mean, like,
We forgot to come up with stuff. Mm-hmm. So we were like, let's do Tufts conspiracies. Tufts. But the real tea is, guys, that
oh, what's the real tea?
That when we got the show, we were like, we're gonna like do, I thought we were gonna prepare ahead of time and do this whole report thing. It was gonna be so legit on conspiracy theories. But then in reality, how it has come to be is that I'm sitting here on my phone 5 minutes before I have to say it, looking for stuff on Google.
Yes, I'm literally on my phone constantly just trying to prepare for the next part of our show every time.
Yeah, half the time, like last week was an exception. We actually had a prepared playlist pretty much. Today it's like, oh my god, put on a song.
Oh my god, songs. Yeah, I mean, we don't actually even know what song we're gonna play next.
Honestly, I'm here for that. That's the spontaneity.
I wanna play this song that Kayla put on here, but I don't know how to pronounce their name. I know what I mean, I've heard the band, like,
yeah,
everyone's
so many
heard,
times.
But like, yeah, but like, so we're just going to say, we each have a different idea of how you say it. I'm sorry if you're a diehard fan and this offends you, our conjecture of who, like how you say the song, the band name. But
maybe I'll look it up during the song and then we'll get back to you.
Our next song is going to be Henrietta by what I think is the Fratellis. What do you think it is?
I think it's probably the Fratellis. For some reason, I always imagined it in my head as Fratellis, which sounds so dumb.
Fratellis. I mean, the Fratellis? Like that.
No, yeah. You know
I
what?
Like Fratellis. Maybe we're both
Yeah, Fratellis
wrong with, like,
sounds more like a real
Fratellis.
Like, no, because that sounds like a last name.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, probably Fratellis.
Here's Henrietta for you anyway. Thanks for listening to our conspiracy.
A kiss and maybe we can go out. It's hard to miss. you can come in with us a monster.
We're back so soon. Who knew we would be back so soon?
I don't know who knew.
We didn't even know. That's the secret of the show, as we were telling you. We don't have this planned out because you know what? Life doesn't have a plan.
Yeah, you're right, Trisha. Honestly, you know what? We're having serious talks here on Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah, serious talks. Do you have anything serious to talk about right now? Anything goes. This is a safe space for us and all 12 of you listening right now.
We always talk about how our show is so just not legit.
We do.
Because sometimes, like last week, or just in general too, we talk about our friends as if people know them.
Yeah.
We're like, oh yeah, Taylor, yeah. Like, did this the other day.
Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Taylor, you miss so much. Like, we talk about you so much. Like,
you know, and sometimes you're up and you just don't listen.
Yeah, you're always up. I know you're watching The Office right now because that's what you were doing when I left the room.
We know it.
We know you, Taylor. Taylor. After the show finishes, we just like laugh about how badly of a show.
I wonder if we, when we walk past, because I know West is on the quad, if we, when we walk past that building, that people can hear us laugh in the middle of the night, just walking up the hill. Or in Houston, when we pass Houston.
So if you happen to be listening there and you hear two people laughing
loudly,
well, actually,
cackling.
That could be anyone. I think it's the cackling.
Loud because.
Yeah, it's
like you think it's obnoxious now, but
just wait. You haven't seen nothing yet. Okay. Actually, let's talk for like half a minute more so that we can time our next song right. What? What was that? Hey, we have a weird noise that we do sometimes, and we were joking about doing it on the show.
Are we actually going to do it?
The 12 of you, you're in for a treat, okay? Are you ready for this? You want to do the sound? I think we should do it in unison.
Okay.
Ready?
Should we explain it before or after we
let's do it now. Let's
just do it.
Just do it. Okay, ready. Let's do it. Ready? All right.
1, 2, 3.
All right, you've been listening to WMFO in Medford. No explanation. We'll catch you on the next show.
More on the comment is that the lovely lady after us comes in and she's like, hey, 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 I'm DJ whatever. And then we just come in, don't even say our names and make weird noises.
Yeah, we're really bad at this.
It's part of our charm.
next time on the show, we can explain the noise. So that gives you incentive to tune in, even though you probably won't.
I won't blame you
if you never listen to our show again. But you've been listening to WMFO and Medfern.
I'm here for a good time.
I'm Trisha, and
not a long time. I'm Kayla.
Feels good, and it's been a good show. And have a good night.
Thanks, guys.
Every time.